guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to talk about, Kobe Bryant just left us, basketball player here in the United States, and he and his daughter just ended up passing away in a helicopter crash. I think it was about 2 days ago now, depending on when this gets approval from YouTube to actually get through. As you guys know, I have to upload my videos and then wait for a review so I can see if I can get monetization or not. And recently, I've found that if I avoid the female pronouns, she, her, woman, and if I avoid those and I avoid words like lies, cheats, steals, you know, the other. If I can avoid those in the titles and in the description, it usually makes it past the robot. If I make it past the robot, I'm okay. But if I have any of those words in any of that, it gets flagged just for the title alone, and it gets flagged, then I send it for review, and then once they view my content, it never seems to make it, even though I've done just about everything I can think of to keep everything, you know, clean. So tonight we're gonna talk a little bit about Kobe Bryant. And, you know, I know Twitter is an absolute trash heap when it comes to news and what people think and all that, but it's good for me because I follow a lot of journalist pages, and a lot of times when they post a new story, they'll put it there so I can scroll through my Twitter feed and quickly. It's almost like, you know, going through many, many websites at once. It makes it very quick to see if there's any articles I want to pull out. And I came across this story here, and I will record it. And it's from the Atlanta News Now, AJC. And it says, Washington Post reinstates reporter after Kobe Bryant tweet. This is from 3 hours ago. And I said, all right, well, let's see what this is about, because I was doing a lookup on Kobe Bryant and some other material. It says here, writer had been suspended after posting a link to a 2001 story about allegations against the NBA superstar. And I said, well, why would she be posting this now? I mean, I haven't heard anything that he did anything wrong. So let's read and then we'll talk about it. Washington. The Washington Post has reinstated a political reporter who was placed on administrative leave after she tweeted a link to the story about allegations against NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, who passed away on Sunday. Reporter Felicia Sonmez tweet Sunday amid widespread public mourning over Bryant's passing away in a helicopter crash drew considerable backlash on social media. The Post reported that Sonmez received threats of harm and had to move to a hotel after her home address was published online. The Post said Sonmez deleted the original tweet at the request of the managing editor. Sounds like she said something pretty bad, especially with him just leaving us here again 2 days ago now, or 3 days ago, whatever it is. She also received an email from executive editor Marty Byron saying, a real lack of judgment to tweet this. Please stop. You're hurting this institution by doing so. Sonmez shared the email with Associated Press reporter. So then she even shared a private email to her. So she doesn't sound like a very credentialed, above board reporter. The newspaper issued a statement via Twitter late Tuesday expressing regret about the situation. After conducting an internal review, we have determined that while we consider Felicia's tweets ill-timed, she was not in clear and direct violation of our social media policy. Reporters of social media represent the Washington Post, and our policy states we must be ever mindful of preserving the reputation of the Washington Post, blah, blah, blah. So what did she do? Well, what she tweeted out, linking back to an article from 2013 about something Kobe did back in 2003, 17 years ago. So back in 2003, Kobe Bryant had a hookup with a 19-year-old. And I've got that in another link, and I can bring that up. But he hooked up with a 19-year-old after the fact, and he was married at the time. After the fact, the 19-year-old said she did not give the okay, and then she went to the police station, took a kit, and they brought him in. When they first asked him if he had fooled around with her, he said no. But later, when they said, well, we have evidence that you did, DNA, in other words, he said, okay, yes, I did. And when they asked him, well, why didn't you tell the truth? He said, well, I'm married. This is a whole situation I wanted to try to avoid. Even though in the court of law, the woman ended up not continuing through with her case and ended up dropping it, She did sue him in civil court, and he settled with her, just to make the story go away. So he was really found not guilty of any crime. The woman just recanted her story and said, never mind. Here we are 17 years later, 48, or the story itself broke the same day that he passed, about this reporter linking back to a story 17 years old, or I should say 7 years old, about something he did 17 years old, just to smear him and drag his name through the dirt. So obviously a lot of people were upset with him. I'll continue on reading here, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. The tweet circulated by Christine Corradi Kelly, the vice president of communications for the Post, suggested the suspension would be immediately lifted. I did read about it, and it has been lifted, so the journalist really is paying no penalty for doing this. Previously, the Post said Sanmez had been placed on paid leave while newsroom managers look into the episode. Members of the Washington Post Newspaper Guild protested Sanmez's suspension. They also noticed that Sanmez had received an onslaught of violent messages and had gotten insufficient guidance from the Post on how to protect yourself. Here's a good way to protect yourself. Maybe not lash out at a sports hero to many young people and somebody that's much beloved by probably all of LA and much around the country if you're a Lakers fan. Maybe not lash out and tweet something mean about him literally the day he passed. Maybe if you don't do stupid things, you don't win stupid prizes. We understand the hours after Bryant's death Sunday were a fraught time to share reporting about the past accusations of the assault. Guild members wrote, "The loss of such a beloved figure and of so many other lives is a tragedy, but we believe it is our responsibility as a news organization to tell the public the whole truth as we know it about figures and institutions, both popular and unpopular, at moments timely and untimely." So they felt it was timely to talk about something that he was found innocent of 17 years ago. Bravo, great journalism. And then they act surprised why all of a sudden they're getting beat up in by everybody that was a Kobe fan. Sanmez's controversial tweet linked to a 2016. Okay, sorry, I thought it was a 2007 article. It's a four-year-old article from Daily Beast, a story titled Kobe Bryant's Disturbing Case, the DNA evidence, the accuser story, and half the confession, which is, like I said before, he didn't say he did because he was married and he didn't want to get caught, but when they said he had proof. Bryant was accused of 2003 of taking advantage of a 19-year-old employee at Colorado Resort. He said the two had consensual, fooled around, and prosecutors later dropped the case against at the request of the accuser. So she said, forget it, never mind. The woman filed a civil suit against which he settled because he wanted the story to go away, I'm sure. As word got out about Sanmez's suspension, many people offered words of support because, how dare you attack the press, especially on Twitter. I won't read through the tweets. They're just tweets supporting her. So I wanted to flip over here to the story, and this is a story that came out. So this one was called something else, but this one I did a DuckDuckGo search, and this article came up today this came up today about 6 hours ago. And again, the guy passed away with his daughter with him. Obviously the wife's going to be upset. Obviously the family members are going to be upset. A young girl perished with her father. The country's upset over kind of a sports legend. I mean, I watched Kobe, way back in the day. I'm not into basketball as of more recently. But here you've got somebody that meant something to a lot of people, and all these journos and these feel that it's okay to just tear the man down literally days after he passed. He's not even, buried yet. And I'm not going to read this full article, but my point is, you can see it says Kobe Bryant's case, five fast facts you need to know. And then they go down talking about it, and they explain kind of what I explained to you. So the interesting thing is here, again, it's even if you are cleared by the eyes of the law, public opinion will stick with you forever, even if it's I'm not saying this is a fake allegation, but I'm saying that this is a case where he wasn't found guilty of anything. But in social media, on the web, with journalists or hacklists or whatever you want to call them, you're never going to be guilty, or you're never going to be found innocent of this. It's going to hang over you. It's going to hang over your head like an anvil just to come down and crush on top of you. So many times when we talk about, hey, why do you do, you know, why are guys that are going their own way in bachelors hang back and separate themselves from bad situations? Why don't they go out and ask people to date? Why are they separating themselves from society? It's this kind of thing. This is the reasoning why we separate ourselves from society, because if an accusation comes your way, that's it. It's over. You know, you can have evidence that clears you. It happened to the Duke lacrosse team back probably 20 years ago. I don't know how long ago that case was. There was Mattress Girl. There was tons of them. And they all got cleared. But in the eyes of society, you're still guilty. An accusation is enough to permanently damage you. So what's the best way to avoid this is to just avoid being in a situation where you're around anybody that could ever, you know, accuse you of this, and you'd be stuck with it. So, you know, I thought I'd put this out there, that it doesn't, again, doesn't matter how popular you are, how much you mean to people, if you're a star, if it was something that you were found innocent of almost two decades ago, they're going to dig it up and they're going to throw it at you, and you're never going to be free and clear of it. So just one more example. As I was saying before, before I go, I'll let you guys know, just passed 40,000 subs. Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate that. My titles and my thumbnails are going to be a little bit odd. Like, they're not going to have a full exact description of the video, because like I said before, that will instantly get it flamed. And then the ones that get shot down maybe get, I don't know, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 views. And the ones that don't, they usually get 30 to 60, and sometimes even over that, views. So I'm trying to keep everything very clean, and so I can at least get the message out to you guys and my video gets shared with more people. And in the meantime, if I can stay monetized, that's also good, because it puts a couple of bucks in my pocket. The best thing you can do to help me along is to comment, share, and like. You guys are great about commenting, and some of you comment so often on my videos that I'm getting to know your personalities a little bit, and I'm recognizing your names and your situations a little bit. So please feel free to become part of the community by subscribing and commenting below. I love hearing what you guys have to say. And of course, I try to respond when I can. I've just been exceptionally busy. The bus is coming along great, and I'm starting to see the finish line. Like, I'm doing cabinets now, and I've got my fridge in there, and it's starting to get close to where I can see a finish line in sight. So I've been focusing on that a lot. If you'd like to support my work directly, and thank you for those of you that have, it's muchly appreciated. All my links for that stuff is down below. I won't beat you over the head with all the details. It's all in the See More right underneath the video. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle.